The Nimzabwe Files, Operation Anaconda, Chapter 1. Quentin Dark stepped out of the airport and felt the hot air on his face. The air in Nimzabwe was heavy and full of dust. Cars moved slowly in front of the terminal, and drivers shouted angrily as people pushed luggage carts across the street. Quentin adjusted his glasses and looked around. He worked for Mortex, a large French company that specialized in industrial services, including pumping systems, factory cleaning, pipeline repairs, and waste management. Quentin was not a technical specialist, but an excellent auditor. He was a magician with numbers. He checked the company's accounts all over the world, looking for financial problems. His mission was to find financial solutions. This trip to Nimzabwe involved auditing the largest Mortec branch in the country. The branch managed an important project near a gold mine and planned to install a new pumping system there. The project was expensive and politically sensitive. A short but muscular man waved at him from an old yellow taxi. "Monsieur Dark?" the man asked. "Yes, that's me," Quentin replied. The driver smiled, but his eyes looked sharp and serious. "Welcome to Nimzabwe. I'm here to take you to the Mortex branch." Quentin put his suitcase into the trunk and sat in the back seat. It was his first visit to Nimzabwe, and as the taxi moved through the city, he looked out of the window at the crowded streets, where small shops stood next to modern buildings. Motorcycles passed close to the car, and the driver honked his horn every 30 seconds. The motorcycles honked in reply. "Are you here for business or pleasure?" the driver asked. "Business. I audit accounts," Quentin said. The driver nodded slowly. "Business can be dangerous here," he said quietly, "especially in Nimzabwe." Quentin frowned. "Dangerous? Why?" The driver looked in the mirror but didn't answer. The taxi stopped in front of a tall glass building with the Mortex logo on it. The driver got out and took Quentin's case out of the trunk. Quentin paid him and walked towards the building, but before going in, he turned around and watched the cab drive away. "Strange man," Quentin thought. Inside, the building felt cool and quiet, and Quentin noticed that the employees moved quickly and quietly between the offices. Some looked nervous, and none of them smiled. He walked to the reception desk and introduced himself. "I'm Quentin Dark from Marseille. I'm here for the audit," he said. The receptionist smiled politely and called the branch manager. She told Quentin to go up to the 7th floor, and after a short ride in the elevator, he came out of the accounting department. He walked towards a young man at a desk and asked to see Mr. Tanner, the head of finance. When he was waiting, Quentin heard raised voices near the elevator. A young woman stood near the doors. She wore a simple white blouse and carried a pile of folders. Her face was pretty, but she looked confident and tense at the same time. Suddenly, two men in dark clothes, one with long black hair and one with no hair at all, rushed into the lobby from an adjacent corridor. They were wearing masks to cover their faces, and things happened very quickly. The bald man grabbed the woman's arm while the other pushed a security guard to the floor. The woman tried to pull away, but the man was too strong. "Let me go!" she shouted. Quentin froze for a second, then he dropped his suitcase and ran forward. He saw a large snake tattoo on the man's powerful arm, and he seized it with all his strength. "Stop! Leave her alone!" he yelled. The long-haired man pushed him hard, and Quentin fell against the wall. The kidnappers then forced the woman into the elevator and disappeared behind the doors that closed with a click. "No!" shouted Quentin. Then he looked at the lights that indicated the floors. The elevator was going up, not down. Some employees were screaming, and Quentin heard someone calling the police. "That's no good," he said, and ran to the stairs. "They're getting away!" He climbed the stairs as fast as he could and felt his heart beating hard in his chest. When he reached the top floor, he heard loud footsteps on the roof. He pushed open the door and ran inside, where the wind hit his face. A helicopter stood on the roof with its blades turning loudly. The two men were pulling the young woman towards it. She struggled, but they held her tightly, and she could clearly do nothing to stop them. Quentin couldn't just watch. He started to run forward, but one of the men pointed a gun at him and shouted, "Stay back! If you come closer, I will shoot." Quentin stopped. He was not very athletic, and his legs felt weak, and he really did not want to die. The helicopter lifted off the roof, pushing dust into his eyes, and within seconds, the helicopter disappeared into the sky. Quentin stood alone on the roof, breathing heavily. He did not know who the woman was, but he felt angry and helpless. He heard sirens in the distance and looked over the edge of the building and down towards the street. Police cars suddenly arrived at the bottom of the building, and he could see employees gathered outside in shock. He walked slowly back down the stairs and tried to remember all the details so he could tell the police everything that he saw. However, the only thing that he could remember was the woman's frightened face.